Hey, Kent Crook here. I'm with a couple of my new friends. I just met them on Wednesday last week, a week ago. It was a week ago. I didn't meet you. I just met you today, but I met you a week ago. Where were we at? Where did I meet you at?
Rockstar Van and Core Gables.
Have you ever been to one of those before?
Yeah. Well, second time.
The same one?
Same one.
Why do you go to them?
To meet people like yourself. Ooh. To network, you know, spread and give value to people.
Right. Have you ever been to any of them yet? The Rockstar event?
I have not been to the Rockstar ones yet.
What did you think of the event? You went back just a second time, so you must have felt it was worth your time.
Yeah. I feel like every couple of months it gets better. You know, better people, more qualified, people that you can actually, you know, exchange services.
So, have you thought of doing your own?
I have. And I actually have that in the works. So I go to a networking event called Venture Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to speak there sometime July 11th, I believe.
Here, Angie, guess what? We are doing a Rockstar event. Mark was here on Monday.
Okay.
Remember Mark, you got put on the
event? Yeah.
He was here Monday, spent a couple hours with me.
Nice.
And I got hooked up with the people who run the event. We're going to do my event here in this area.
Okay.
So, awesome. I see something I like that I jump on it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this Rockstar on May 9th at the Sherman Ball Center.
Awesome.
And she's going to take care of it. Make it happen.
Let's do it.
You have the contract. You just came in right now.
Do you have the spot and everything? The place?
They do. They said all of it.
Oh.
They do everything for you.
Oh, my
God. You just have to agree. There's a company that does it. It's a nationwide company. Actually, the guys are from Miami. Because we started realizing we had a lot in common. So, so I'm going to do my evidence, and maybe we'll do it together if you want. You want to be a part of it.
Yeah, let's go.
Sure. That's it. We're going to rock this world, right?
Let's man. Turning forces.
So, your name is?
I'm Alexandria Friedlander.
Alexandria, nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for coming out to Pinecrest.
Thank you.
I used to be in West Pennell. It's hard to say Pinecrest. I always said West Pennell. It's so nice to be in Pinecrest. For sure. Mm-hmm. And?
Melvin Hope.
Cool name. Yeah. Very cool. So tell me a little about you. Ladies go first. Tell me a little about you and what do you do?
Well, I am a creative director / hugger. I am actually promoting the hug movement, you know, and the hug movement has actually been created to instill more compassion, empathy, and kindness into the world with the simplicity of a hug. Right. So that's kind of been my focus. And then I also help people with their branding and their marketing and their overall video content creation.
Well, I have to say that I probably had one of the best hugs in a long time today, so I do appreciate that.
Oh, that's amazing to hear. That makes me feel amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And a little bit about you.
So I have a video ads agency where we do promotional branding. And the whole concept of promotional branding is to highlight you in a creative way to get more eyeballs in the brand.
And, you know, it's so funny because I tell people, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be doing videos. If you're not doing videos, you're falling behind the time.
Absolutely.
Because people don't want to read anymore. They want to watch a 1 minute, 2 minute clip of some decent sounds and, you know, fun too. You know, we're not a world of, it's okay if you drop your phone in the middle of something. It just happens, right? We're in the real world.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
People want that authenticity. People want that behind the scenes more so than the scripted, you know, cut to this. It's not as much fun. People can't relate to it as much as they can relate to the behind the scenes, what's really happening.
Right.
And I think that's what, you know, kind of captivates an audience more so than, you know, the typical let's film like this, let's have it scripted, you know, production value needs to be through the roof.
Right.
You know, it needs to be more relatable.
That's funny you say that because I had a video guy that was part of the team for a while. He was old. He was older than me. I'm old. You know, but he was older than I was. But he was great. He's done 25 feature films and documentaries. And, I mean, he was a professional, 100%. And then one day I see his thing. So what if they go to a white screen? What's that for? We're going to do a white screen like Apple does. No, I'm not. That is so old and that's so dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can see, I love color. I love stuff. So, you know, you got to have some background. You're not a white screen where you're in a public front of a white screen. Where you're sitting there.
Right.
So you see, he's no longer a part of my team because he didn't have the right mindset that we have, right?
Yeah, you
real
have to
content. So tell me a little, I see you're recording here. What are you going to be recording today? What's your plan with this? What are you going to do today?
I'm really big on repurposing content.
Okay.
So I believe that anytime you do something, your audience should share that experience with you. You know, so that's the main concept of why video is so important, because it gives your audience the perspective that you have.
Right.
You know, and that's how like reality TV blew up, because, you know, you got to live through, for example, these celebrities' lives.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone has their own perspective, and it's great to see someone else's perspective.
Right, right. So I see you recording with a nice little camera there. After you record, then you have to go and edit, or you shoot it live, you take it hard, and then you do it with the video. I'm learning.
Yeah. So in this case, a lot of times is, since I'm already involved inside of it, so there's certain parts that really impact me, and those parts, that's the part I would like definitely chop up and give to the audience so they can devour that piece of content.
Nice. And I saw you had the nice following too, as well, for sure.
Thank you.
Right. And tell me about you, and how'd you get up here today? I know, he doesn't have a license, he needs somebody to drive him, right?
Well, we actually met, Mel and I met at a networking event, believe it or not, because I think networking is, it's essential to continue to thrive in the world and to continue to thrive in business. You need to network. You need to meet other people. You need to collaborate with others. It's not really about competing more so than it is about collaborating. And when you collaborate nowadays, you actually gain more success than you would just competing against somebody else. So I met him at a networking event, and being that he does own his own branding promotional company, video company, I wanted to join forces with somebody who was already established, who has a little bit more knowledge in certain areas that I don't, and where he could utilize my skill set, and we could both just help each other. So he invited me here today to be a part of this experience, this journey, to meet you, to meet the team, and to basically make sure that you bring happiness and you keep your happiness.
A couple things you said. I mean, happiness is really important because, to me, a lot of people think I'm crazy. I'm a 56-year-old guy. I'm doing Facebook Lives at 4:30, 5:30 a.m. Nobody's watching. Say, yeah, but it's my free time, and I don't have anybody bothering me. People do end up watching by end. I usually get well over 100 views per day when I put something up.
That's amazing. Like, you know.
But people do think I'm crazy. Even my wife thinks I'm crazy, for sure. Actually, some of her friends, I had to befriend her friends because they were like, did you see what Kim was doing today? You saw what that? Whatever. So I asked them, and I ran this lady, and she goes, actually, I haven't seen anything yet. I said, that took me free. Nobody's ever befriended me. Well, I did, you know, so. But yeah, we have to enjoy that. But life's too short. You gotta enjoy, like you said, partnerships and stuff like that.
And
you
have yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
How are you able to delegate that time like that? Run, you know, multiple businesses, do little things like this.
Have a team.
Well, because I'm a guy, very early in my life, you're crazy. I was like 22, 23. I was working at some guy's house. And he goes, man, you're gonna be some like that. What are you talking about? Me? And I said, no, but I've learned to bring the people around me, because they're the ones running the thing. I just show up. I told Elliot at 1:30, hey, we're having a podcast at 2 or whatever it was. Whenever it was, and I walk in and set up, and then they do it, they program. So it's these young generations that are changing the world, I tell you. And you have to have the team around you to make you look good. I mean, they're taking care of them in my world, and I take care of them in their world. You know, it's like a gift, yeah, for sure. And actually, Angie, here a second. We want you to the camera. Angie loves being the camera too, right now. So here's Angie. Angie is, I'm sure you know. So Angie kind of runs things around her. What's your position here?
COO.
Yeah. At how old?
22.
Wow. And this is her team. She brought this team in. There's a couple more next door, which are all people she brought in. Really smart people. Changing the world. And what did we do this weekend?
Oh, we went out on a boat in Key Largo. It was like 2 days. It was pretty fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I took the team out. We had some fun. Had a couple drinks and did some tubing, and you know, nobody got hurt, right? Nobody got hurt. We had a good time.
I got a little whistle.
Did you really? You know, and nothing. I wasn't driving. Was I? Nothing. It was Elliot.
Elliot.
Elliot was driving.
Elliot.
Right. So yeah, so I bring people around me, and I help them as well, because all these people, just like Elliot, comes into my world and gave her 20% of my company, you know. And wow. Andrew's on part of the line of something too. So they get paid, but they also put sweat equity in. Mm-hmm. So when Angie came on, I said, well, this is what I'm going to pay you, but you're going to work 70 hours a day. She looks at me, but it wasn't 70, but it's about, I mean, it was only about at least 18 hours a day. But whatever it is, she gets a job done. And two,
but she puts in that hustle, though, to earn her title.
Oh, for sure. For
that's
sure.
Cool. That's a badass right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I know, and I think she knows it as well. So, and how about you guys? Have you built your team yet?
It's in a work. What I quickly realized when it comes towards actually building it, communication is the most important thing, you know, and being able to delegate tasks. So, you know, we spent a lot of time on the business model and making sure that everyone understands their roles and where they will fit best at, you know. And then now it was kind of finally built out a really nice CRM, so, you know, everyone has equivalent knowledge when it comes to certain customers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Mel is exceptional when it comes to structure and creating structural things, and just creating a plan.
Right.
You know, and it really helps when it comes to executing clients, when it comes to executing videos, having a structured plan instead of just kind of, all right, we're going to film this. No, it has to be like A, B, C,
A1, A2. Right.
Yes, he's a badass producer.
And also, when we're in business, one of the most important things is finding the right somebody to help you, because you can't do it yourself. You think you can. You know, these people around me make me look good. They really do. You know, and they're the ones reporting. They're the ones returning the emails and all the things. I mean, today it was what was it? Being the payroll. We went to a new payroll company. And it's just not here, but I have a company next door that, you know, Angie's the one that makes sure she has to know it, and then she pushes it downstream so the people downstream can do it and everything. But, you know, it's just whatever the project is of the day. You know.
Right.
So, you
know. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I was noticing here in Memphis, and that is a video production?
It is it's a video camera, cool. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So since I was a kid, I've always enjoyed playing with a camera, being creative. And my mother actually gave this to me as a gift about 7 years ago when I had an accomplishment in life. And
which was?
I actually got clean and sober from drug addiction and alcohol and all that stuff. And I was in recovery for 4 years. So she gave us, I did pick it out, I told her what I wanted.
But what is?
I was 26.
Okay.
So 26, and my whole life was gone, but then I got it back, thank God.
Nice.
And I sit here before you, I'm 34. A changed woman, you know, doing great things, meeting great people, and I didn't even think that I'd be alive. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's we all have backstories, and thank you for opening up.
Of course.
A lot of people don't, but we all go through struggles. It's, you know, whatever that struggle might have been or it could be, and I tell these young people, don't let what happened yesterday, last year, whatever, control your future. You know, that's the past. You can't change the past. The past is the past. I live for today. You know why? Tomorrow's a blessing. It really is. I mean, we all think we're going to be here tomorrow, right? But we'd be driving on East Street and Richard on us. I mean, you don't know. So that's why I move so fast, I go so fast. You know, I was going to talk to my team a little bit about that. I woke up this morning at 3:30. Not at the 3:30. I was at my, I have another office in West Kendall. I was over there and I got here by 6, maybe 6:15 to get to the admin. But it's so, in the early morning for me, I get so much done.
Yeah.
The quietness, the chaos doesn't get going or whatever. So, but I'm loving
that
for sure. It looks like yours as well.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm loving life.
You loving life?
Yeah. One big breakthrough that I recently had was understanding the seasons, especially not just, you know, outside seasons, but within your own, like, life. You know, certain patterns happen throughout the years, and the more you're aware of it, the easier it is to just accept what's kind of happening.
Right.
And so currently, you know, things were moving extremely fast and extremely well coming into the new year, first quarter. And then after that second quarter, things shifted and it became more of, let's just sit down, let's just start learning, let's just start absorbing and practicing and trying out new things. And even though it felt like, hold up, but it feels like we're backtracking,
right.
But in reality, that's just the season that you're currently in, you know? And then right after the dip comes whatever season that is after that, so.
Right. And how old are you? 24. So 24.
34.
A little over 24.
A little over
56.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I've had some definitely gone through some seasons, storms.
Yeah.
You know, just went through some major storms, for sure, major storms.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I never let it get to the middle of the bottom. You wouldn't even know unless I would have said it. I mean, I'm next door on my electric company. There's two people have been there. I had, like, 12 people that were. All the rest have been gone in the place. So I moved from over there, and it didn't go easy as well as I thought it did. And things were supposed to happen, but you know what? I know John's always got my back, but I know that he's got a plan and that, you know, I never feel like, I got this. I know I can hire new people. I know that I can do it. And it's really, you know, I'd say that one door closes, another opens. 100% true. And I don't fret things anymore. I just, like you're saying, it's easier going through what's going to be. You know what? I'm always confident putting money because you got to stay focused. You got to stay on top. And it's another thing as a leader, you know, you got to make decisions. They're not always going to be right. But you can't sit there, no, just do them, go. You know, I mean, that's why this company, which is going to get so different than Rhino, is you should be Light Up Your Biz, was the name of the company. And now it's called Rhino because I'm a guy. If I got somewhere to go, I'm going to put my head down. I'm going to go. I'm not going to. If there's a mountain in the way, I'm going to go over the mountain, over the mountain. I'm going to go through the mountain, but I'm going to get to the side. I'm not going to stop me. So.
I love that. So you walk through fear.
Oh, yeah. Fear. Just, you know, I mean, you know, people have fear of things like water or snakes or alligators. You know what? Dogs, even that wooden. I'm gonna face that. I'm not going to run from that dog. I'm going to. Even a shark. I've already experienced like two dives like that. I'm going to fight. I'm going to punch in the nose. If you punch in the nose, it's going to flow away. So when you swim away, he's grabbing your legs because your legs are flapping like that. You know, just go at it. What do you have to lose, right?
Just your life. Right. But that's it.
Hey, you know what?
Where does all your hustle come from?
Where's it come
from? Yeah.
I guess I'm doing what I love. For 30 some years, I've been an electrical contractor. I mean, I've had over 20 some companies. From payphone to solar to free electric companies, flipping homes, I mean, a lot of different things. But I'm finally shifting from what I've always done to pay my bills, and that's my electric company, and I'm moving over here and doing what I really love doing, and that's helping other people. And that's a passion I have. And, you know, I'm figuring out how to monetize it.
Right.
Like right now, I'm doing podcasts for free, but in the future, there will be the commercials and stuff like that. There will be money to be made in this. But I'm just having a good time meeting new people and figuring out, you know, how to change the world. Right.
Love it. I mean, you gotta. I love that you're spreading yourself, you know, to the point where you're experiencing new experiences, sharing them with people, creating a podcast. I mean, did you ever think you'd create a podcast?
No. What's crazy is I was building a website, and the guy who built the website said, "You can't. You ever thought about doing a podcast?" I go, "No, but I will." He goes, "Walk around the website." And now it took a year or so, and what I started doing. As soon as I said I was gonna do a podcast, what did I start doing? You know what I started doing.
Uh-huh.
What did you start doing?
Podcast.
No, watching videos. I watching videos. I had a podcast. I had no idea. So I started watching videos, and that's how I learned. I mean, you know. We're talking about young people. Elliot, come here for a second. So, Elliot here. Elliot wants to be seen on camera. So, Elliot, tell a little bit about you and my world. You know, what's going on? You know, cause it's a new world for you, right?
Yeah.
Well, you were working before me. Before him.
Walgreens.
You miss that job?
Not really.
Yeah,
no,
she
hesitated. Not at all, actually.
Right. So what's going on in your world now here?
I do a lot of editing, which is so fun for me because I love that. And before, like all of these minimum wage jobs, I never thought that I could do that, you know, without like going to school for it.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. Like I always wanted to do it as a kid. I always knew that I wanted to do something with film. And music and creation and artistic stuff. But then I finally got the opportunity and I left my job. You know, I had a really secure, stable job at Walgreens and I was like, either here or Walgreens, and I was like, here. So, you know, I said, goodbye, I'm leaving. I didn't even give him 2 weeks. I was like, bye. So.
It's fun to give the tools. She was not there, but
I couldn't wait any longer. I was like, I need to.
So, yeah. And I want you to be 100% honest. Run film, live, whatever. What kind of boss am I?
You're a pushy boss, which is good. But he's a cool boss. You're a cool boss. What answer did you want?
No, I don't want any answer. I want the answer what's true. I call myself a four-letter word. Myself, you know, I mean, you know, if you get things done, you got to be pushy. This is what I mean. This is what I got to do, you know. Elliot has this thing that he always runs late. Okay, we were all going on the boat. We had to wait a half an hour. Now, why? Tell them why we were late. Why were you late? Well, you told me. I'm cool with it.
All right, so I was driving down 88th Street, and then there was a herd of deer. So I couldn't get to the boat on time. Yeah, there was a herd of deer.
Sorry, I had something in my throat there, right? So anyhow, yeah. But it was just funny. But see, I've learned this young generation is... It's a different generation. I don't tell them that, but when do you want them to learn? This is what needs to be done. And in the world we live in, it's not over there, well, I'm saying I'm going to be at your house at a certain time. So for that, you know, they come in between 9 and 10, and, you know, they do the things, and, you know, it's just a different world we live in today. Why do you have to be somewhere? You know why? Because back in, when I was a kid, you were taught you had to be at school, you had to be here this time, you had to show up here. You know, there's like what you had to do in the world we live in today. Why not enjoy it?
Right. It's what you, what can you do, rather than what you have to do. What can you do? What do you want to do? You know, allow people to kind of pick and choose, because then they find out for themselves whether or not they have it in them to be an editor or to go back to where they felt they were comfortable,
right,
which isn't really where they want to be,
right,
because comfortability isn't really where we want to be if we want to keep growing and achieving things in life, right?
Yeah.
You have to do things that make you uncomfortable. You have to take risks and go outside of yourself and take chances in order to experience new experiences in life and grow.
Right.
So I think that was a really courageous act that you did, and Elliot, that Elliot did.
Thank
and
you.
You're welcome. And I think that without risk, there is no reward.
Yeah. And there's also failure. Failure is part of success.
Absolutely.
You've got to fail. You've got to triple. I call it tripling over stone. Yeah. I try not ever to triple over stone twice, I mean, but never three times, you know. So but you've got to learn. You have to keep moving.
Absolutely.
So how do you make your money? Where does your money come from?
This, what we do.
This is it.
This is
full-time job.
Full-time job. So I was... how I actually got to this is pretty interesting. It wasn't quite so, you know, opportunity presented itself and I kind of seized it. It was more so, so I was inside college, you know, going down the regular college route, you know, doing pretty
in,
good
in
college.
Then.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course. Yeah, just, I wasn't say drowning it because some of it was paid off and then towards the end, I started, you know, acquiring those loans, but
right.
Yeah, so I was inside college and I knew I had that kind of hustle in me because before, so when I was doing my AA at Miami-Dade College, there was something called a Startup Challenge. And so I entered the Startup Challenge. Uber's CEO came by and was talking about six successful traits inside an entrepreneur, vision, drive, you know, certain attributes. And that night I just sat there and couldn't go to sleep. And then he was like, look at what problems you can solve and what skills that you have that can solve those problems, right? So at the time I was a tutor, and I'm a math nerd, you know, so I'm really good with math, and that's how I used to make my money. I used to tutor on the side, and I don't know, something came across me, and I was like, what if, I was trying to copy Uber's model, we can make an app called Tutor, that was the idea I came up with, your own personal tutor in the palm of your hand. So I was gonna connect tutors with students, and then be that middleman, you know?
Right.
So went to the competition, actually won the competition.
Nice.
Yeah. Quickly realized it's extremely hard to build an app, you know, but I kind of taught myself how to code and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
be,
yeah, yeah. So I learned how to code, but I was like, couldn't find users, couldn't find tutors, like, you know, so I quickly realized it doesn't matter what you build, but if you don't have the right marketing scheme to actually acquire a customer,
right?
So I kind of, the idea started fading. Then went back to what I was normally doing, just going through school. And then finally, like, it was a crazy semester for me. My roof caved inside my house, you know, and...
Literally?
Yeah, like literally, like, fell down. Like, fell, the only thing, but it was, so since I had, like, an attic, it, like, the attic kind of caved in, right? And mom was like, where are you getting this money from? This all happened inside the same week. I let my girlfriend at the time utilize my car to go study for her nursing exam. She got in a total wreck accident, lost the car completely. The person who crashed her had scam insurance, so I didn't end up getting recompensated for the car 6 months later. And then I got overpaid, I guess, for like a scholarship or financial aid, and they were asking for their money back. So I'm just like, yeah, everything started coming at me, and I'm just like, I don't have a vehicle to put money in my pocket, you know? And if I continue down the path that I was going down, I just didn't have control, you know? So at that time, I wanted control of my life, control of how much money I can potentially make, right? And then I seen this huge demand when it came to marketing, and not just any kind of marketing, but like content marketing, you know? And I kind of just took a risk, ended up paying off the loan that I had to pay back with a credit card. Then I took out another loan to pay for stuff around the house, you know? And then I saved some money and I bought a camera and I ran with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I see, what's your bracelet say? Hustle?
It says hustle. Hustle culture.
Culture?
Yeah, culture.
Okay. What's your hustle?
My hustle?
Yeah.
I love communicating with people. So I'm one of those people that contacts random people like celebrities, influencers, and I just reach out to them because I see something in them that I want to befriend them, or I want to work with them, and I go after them. Like, you're a rhino, I'm a pit bull. So I just do it, and for some reason, 99% of the time, I usually get a response back. So my hustle is going after people and learning from these people and befriending them and building relationships, because I see some magic inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously see something in me, because mm-hmm. why else would they respond? So, you know, you said that you're kind of crazy. I mean, I guess people would say the same about myself, because I just go after what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, you know, go after, hashtag, go after what you want, because you only do have one life. And if you don't try, you'll never know.
Right.
He's a bounty hunter, for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I definitely am.
Right.
And I enjoy it.
Right.
You know, it's fun. I got to meet Gary Vee. I got to produce Gary Vee because I had an opportunity to save up enough money to go and just see him at Vander, or it was Agent 2021.
Oh,
Agent 2021. This year, the year before?
2 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, it's awesome. And I saved up $2,000 so I could be, you know, in VIP. And I went there and I saw that a friend of mine, or actually an acquaintance from Facebook, was going to be there. And I felt a little insecure, just to be very honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted him and I was like, hey, Sebastian, I'm here. You know, I wanted to make sure that you're here. And he's like, yeah, I'm actually producing a segment with Gary Vee, and I need a producer. Are you available? And I was like, you better believe I'm available.
Uh-huh.
So essentially I paid $2,000 to work.
Right.
But it was the best investment
right.
that I had made. And in doing so, you know, I gained confidence about myself, and I met Tom Ferry there. I met a celebrity realtor that I can't remember the name of at the moment, but his name's Ryan something.
Right.
And it was an amazing experience. And I got to put makeup on Gary Vee. Like, you know, it was fun. It was very surreal. So I go after people that I want to communicate with, that I want a relationship with. And I try to utilize my skill set to help them and to show value and to just, you know, bring in my positivity, bring in, you know, who I am and all
so,
that.
So hanging out with Gary Vee, did you get some camera on you?
I did indeed, yes.
Oh,
yeah, I actually, I was holding the camera, my phone, like this. What the first time that I think I went up to him, and I went for my birthday, which was in January, and I tripped. And I have that on camera. He kind of caught me in a sense. Caught my arm, but yeah, that was really embarrassing. But I kept going.
Oh, you know, you did that on purpose. I know better, right?
I mean, I didn't know. I was just being a narcissist and, you know, trying to capture every moment, because he's always saying document,
uh-huh.
don't create.
Right.
So I was doing exactly
right.
what he said.
How long have you been listening to Gary Vee?
I've been listening to Gary Vee probably for about 3 to 4 years now.
How about you?
2 years.
3 years?
Not two.
3 years?
Yeah.
Life changer. Life changer. He helped me develop my hustle. I didn't know that I had hustle in me until I was able to allocate what my strengths were versus my weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to decipher the difference,
right,
and know that I could team up with somebody like Mel, and we could both benefit because I have strengths. You know, we're not necessarily does he have weaknesses, but just we're not necessarily as does he shine as bright,
mm-hmm,
as he does in maybe the editing department,
right,
or in the cinematography department. I'm pretty good at getting clients. I'm good at building relationships. I genuinely love hugging. I mean, not many people love hugging and would create something like the hug movement just for fun.
Right.
So I think that positivity and sharing positivity is key to any relationship.
Oh, it is for sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a picture of what you're talking about, Gary Vee and everything, because I met Gary Vee. He was just went. He was right at the Gun Theaters.
Oh, yeah, so there.
Hold on. Now, if you look at it real quick in the picture, can you see me in the picture?
I see
you. So, just me, I was there too. I was a
yes,
VIP. I was there.
I see my friend Rodrigo.
I was there an hour and a half before the place opened. There was like five of us sitting out in the parking lot. They wouldn't even let us in the stadium. So everybody does selfies with Gary Vee. I did a video with Gary Vee. You know,
oh, that's
you see,
awesome.
I was right next to him, right? I was one of the first ones on the stage and everything. But he has changed my world. And it's funny because the team here is like, watch Gary Vee, watch Gary Vee. You got to watch Gary Vee because he changes your world. He really does.
He does.
And
this is
I'm pushing content out because that's what Gary Vee says to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is for sure.
It's
yes,
important.
Right. Yeah.
Ty Lopez kind of had that same impact for me 3 years ago.
I don't know who that is.
Ty Lopez?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Ty Lopez is.
Yeah, I mean, but before he was like the marketing guru, he was really big on the more you learn, the more you earn. So that's kind of what helped me through like the self-help journey to like acquire skills and learning, you know, certain behaviors about myself and really getting introspective and not reacting to certain events, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he really made a big impact. And then after that, you know, once you start kind of doing things, Gary Vee shows you you should be doing more. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, team, what do I tell you to do every day? Push content, push content. And on every platform, whatever it is, just keep pushing content because you never know where your next content is going to be.
Exactly.
You never know. It could be right now. It could be, you know, I mean, anybody can walk through that door and want something from you.
Right. Well, you and I have a lot of time just like, that event that was in Pearl Gate was in season 52. I actually came in, there was a line for everybody again. So I went to the bathroom, I came in the back way. I didn't come out the bar because it was a free event anyway. I wasn't going to stay in line to put my name on it.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing, for the email list. And it's funny because he goes, no, I saw you. I knew you did. Because he's there to see the celebrity, right? He's the guy that everybody's ever seen or anything. But like what I did, he says, listen, I do a podcast. I'm going to do a podcast. I go up to the most strongest, most powerful person in the room, and how do I get them in my world?
Yes.
So, yeah, right.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
And we did a podcast, and I had two people hit me up saying, hey, I can use this guy's help. So I already filmed a couple of clients by sitting here doing a podcast. So
that's awesome.
For sure. Right.
I love that. And did you get a chance to talk with Gary Vee?
No.
Well,
for a couple of minutes, but not. There was people staying in line. I'm the guy that says, Gary Vee's going to want to do an interview with me.
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to be like Gary Vee. I'm going to be in that world of Gary Vee for sure. Yeah.
Love that.
I'm going to be an influencer. I already am an influencer for sure.
You are.
No, it's for 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're influencing these people that you're employing right now.
And if you look around the room and see the pictures of people that I've had myself with, and right here, this is McCain. He was, when he was running for president, they called me. They were looking for Joe the Plumber type in Miami. And Giuliani came to town. That picture up there. Giuliani came to town to my office. That's my wife up there. And they had a rally at my office with over 300 people there. And, it's just those things just happen all the time. I mean, Ronald Reagan, I happened to get a letter from Ronald Reagan back in the day and stuff like that. So, I got proclamations. When I got my first two proclamations, I didn't know what a proclamation was. Do you know what a proclamation is? It's being noticed or because you've done something well, you know, by this one. April 25th is Kent Crook Day in Pinecrest. Then one of the mayor of Pinecrest is gave me a day in Pinecrest. I made a day in Pinecrest.
Wow, that is so cool.
Know, but to me, it's just a thing. I mean, they just happen to me because I'm just going in. And if you do good things, you know what? Good things come to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really true.
Like you people coming in my world. I know we're going to do some things for sure.
Yeah. We're gonna make some magic happen,
that's
for sure.
That's it.
Definitely.
And help some people, right?
Always about helping people. I think helping people is the dynamic of every single business, and people just don't look at it that way. But you're providing a service for somebody that can't or does not want to do it themselves, whether it's cleaning, whether it's building something, whether it's driving somebody, whether it's, it doesn't matter. It is a service that you're providing for somebody because they can or they choose not to. And I think that being able to know that everyone, in a sense, is providing a service for somebody,
mm-hmm.
you treat people kinder, you treat people better than you would just with the typical mindset of, this person is just my server, or this person, you know, where's my food? Why isn't it here? Or, you know, why is my coffee not 180 degrees at Starbucks when it
right.
needs to be, you know, 120 degrees like
right.
I asked?
Right, right.
You know, so I think that it's all about a positive mindset and realizing that everyone is contributing to this world. It's just that you need 100%. To look at it in that mindset.
So tell me what you just did right there. Oh, I'm a donor. Instagram, this is Instagram, right?
Yes, this is Instagram.
Well, we got all these cameras up here. Man, this is what
so
happens in my
cameras,
world. We got
so many cameras, so many positive vibes.
That's it for sure. So they're teaching me how to do this stuff. So the young people, that's what you do.
Awesome,
right? Right.
Yes.
And I'm not afraid to learn, right? We're always following.
That's great.
And these young people really know how to do it for sure. Right?
Yes.
So it's funny you're saying cleanup or something like that. Saying like people, there's that thing behind me. There's that jar behind me. That's new. I guess it's in our video now, right?
Clean jar?
Yeah. So, what is this? Hey, Alec, tell me what this thing is here. What is this thing here?
It's a cleanup jar.
What's that mean?
It means if you leave something out, you gotta pay a dollar.
Where'd that come from?
From someone in this office.
Well, because somebody
that pissed me off.
Somebody's here's a need for it.
Right.
And that's me. And these young people, they'll come with us, and I'll walk in, I'll be backpacks and food and 8 water bottles. Like, come on, you never know, because in my world, you never know who's going to be popping up and seeing this.
You never know.
And so somebody came with this idea that if you leave a mess somewhere, you got to drop it down. I see there's a bunch of IOU, I'm going to get some money here. But anyway, I love it, right? Yes, I like to play clean. Yes, I complained about it. You know what? Now it's clean.
Right. You got your goal accomplished.
I have a room in the back, which is the editing room. Now, the three of them hang out back there in that little hole. And, you know, that's why I don't care when there's stuff everywhere or whatever is sitting out there.
Right, because it's about presentation. Presentation is key. I don't care what you're selling, what 100%, you're doing. 100%. Presentation is key.
Right.
So you've got to make sure that everything is clean and proper. Because, yeah, what if the president walks in?
He will.
You know, like, what if, I mean, he's going to tweet about it. So you better be prepared. So... You know,
okay,
like
that's right. When Gary Vee comes walking,
when Gary Vee comes
right,
he's
exactly.
gonna tweet about it though.
That's it.
So, you know, I mean, that's I get that, and I had to learn that myself through an old superior. So I think what you're doing is awesome.
When it comes towards being that you have like three successful companies, when it comes towards the sales process, what do you think is the most important in terms of, you know, following up? In terms of prospecting, in terms of, I'm building out a CRM for the team. Like, what part of the sales process do you think is the most important?
Well, number one, nobody likes to be sold.
Exactly.
I'm never selling,
mm-hmm.
but I'm always selling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it's about building relationships. You know, people do business with people they know they like and they trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she was talking about networking earlier, and I've been involved in dozens of dozens. At one time, I belonged to 7 different chambers.
Wow.
8 at one time. And I actually wrote a book here, 7 Rockstar Network, 7 Steps to Grow Your Business by Making New Friends. You know, and that's where you stop hanging. You know, stop hanging out with your friends. I mean, chapter 7, and it's the most important. Stop. Oh, here, perfect. Stop selling. Start listening.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what somebody does. See, and then get to know them a little bit. Because I want to build a relationship with you. Business can always come later, but I don't want to do business with somebody I don't like, and you don't want to do business with me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe. Again, you know, so build relationships with people, get to know who they are. Like you and I, when we first started, that's right. When you do whatever, it's just more like, hey, I'm this guy and I'm that guy. I don't say it until somebody asks. You know, it's hard for me, too, because which one am I going to throw? Am I the video guy today or am I the electrician? You know, what is it that you might be needing? So, really, it's about building relationships with people, and you never know. I do events, I do monthly events. We have it once a month, we have people come in, they come to a class I have. And every time, there's always, everybody goes away blown away with what they learn and what they saw. But two, the relationships that I'm building with people across the country to learn what I do and everything. So, and what they become the greatest fans. Like, if you run into me more networking, whatever, I am an electrician, so I've been doing this for some years, you know, I'll be talking to 8 or 10 people I don't know, like the day we were talking, whatever. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, check, your guys were at my house. They showed up on time, they wore booties, and they did such a great job. Like, I'm a rock star. And I had to say nothing, right? What's better than that? Because you guys who don't know me just heard someone just saying I was, you know, did a great job, because you mentioned earlier, service, customer service, just so lacking up here. If you give okay service, people appreciate it. But if you get over the top service, and they tell their friends, they will. They,
you will,
know,
always be remembered.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
Always. Yeah. And it just takes that little bit of that, like, you just have to care.
Right.
Just care a little bit more about others, and then you start to really care more about yourself. Believe it or not, because if you aren't able to care about yourself, then start caring about others first, because maybe you can gain it that way.
I think it's a, like,
reverse.
Yeah, I think it's more so, I wouldn't say reverse, but you definitely have to be mindful of your own actions as well. You know, in terms of, what do you actually do for yourself? You know, are you living on autopilot? If you're living on autopilot, you're just reacting to everything, so it's hard to actually care for someone else because you're just reacting, you know?
Correct.
But when you start to realize that, you know, you're an entity and your actions affect other people, then it's easier to care about, like, okay, my actions are affecting them, their actions could affect me as well. So how do you, you know, give in a way where both people can be their optimal, like, not up, like, up in themselves, but, you know, how can you give in a way that this person can feel the value that you're trying to give, you know?
Right.
So it really does come from an introspective level. It's hard to give someone something when you don't even care about yourself.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't really think about myself that much. I know that I have a good time. I know that I'm doing what I'm doing. It's just, but I enjoy helping other people and giving. I mean, when you get at a certain point in your life, and you know, back in 2008, I had 10 properties. I had a nice money. I had 30 employees, 18 trucks, and I lost it all in the recession. And really, believe it or not, my kids were more bothered than I was, because they thought they were going to get my stuff. And so, me, I knew I could rebuild it again. But I changed my life back then. Back then, I was working for money. And I had, you know, I told my kids, the day you see me driving a Ferrari, that means I'm dying. I'm trying to use it before I'm gone. You're not getting any of it. It's all for me to live on there, whatever. But you know what I look for today? It takes us.
Wow.
It takes at least 4 years.
Good for
you. And, you know, and that's why I learned about how to run a business. Only a successful business will run without you. I wanted to be able to go away and not have to worry about things that are happening. So, and believe it or not, I'm going away this weekend. I'm going to Orlando, my daughter. I have 3 adult children, your age, 33, 30, and 28, and I have a 13-year-old. And she's got a volleyball tournament in Orlando. I'm going to be there all week next week. And so I'm setting everything up for, and even though I'll be gone, and I have 2 more days here, I have time to get out of my day to hang out with some new friends here. It's just a time, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Right, right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is, you know, a life that people, I think, aspire to want to live. So I think that you're setting an example for your employees, for us, for a lot of people, and that's beautiful.
It's funny, because Angie's getting ready to take a vacation, too. She's taking 3 weeks.
Good for her.
I know.
Traveling?
To the Philippines.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It was a month and a half, but she broke it down to 3 weeks, and it's right, so. But I know she'll still be working from over there, but,
she's a hustler.
That's it, for sure.
You know, that's awesome. That's somebody you want on your team.
Yeah. I've got a great team. I really do.
That's amazing.
All but Elliot. Just kidding. Elliot's a rock star. Really is. I've spent some extra time with Elliot. You know, we became very tight. And, you know, I was doing a Facebook Live last weekend at 5:30 in the morning. She said, hey, man, that's a good video. So what are you doing up? I go pick her up and go have breakfast and hang out. And, so,
nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, listen, I appreciate you guys coming out.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. And I know we're all going places, for sure. 100%.
We're all going up.
So real quick, how do we find you? your name is and how do we find you?
So I am Alexandria at Friedlander. I'm Alexandria Friedlander, and you can find me on Instagram at Female Badass Hugs. So that is.
So here's her card. Hold on, there it is. It's real tiny. Dang, there it goes again. It's a flying card.
It's
so,
a flying
but
card.
Anyway, it's a real cute little card. Very
yes.
Unique. Okay.
So Female Badass Hugs, or you can also find me at on Instagram at The Hug Movement.
Cool. And your name is?
Melvin Hope. And
Melvin Hope.
Yeah, on Instagram, mel.hope_, and on Facebook, Melvin Hope.
And you know who I am, and I'm Kent Crook, and I don't even know where you can find me on Instagram. How do you find me on Instagram?
#KentCrook_.
KentCrook_?
Yeah.
Okay, don't worry. Next time I'll have
yeah,
oh, and
yeah.
The Hug Movement
but I'm a
Facebooker.
Facebook. Right, right. So.
The Hug Movement is on Facebook, but, you know, we're more lively and active on Instagram.
Cool.
Thanks for having us.
It's
awesome.
It's a
pleasure.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is fun.
Peace out.
Okay, I'm gonna buy some for Andy.
Should I post that? Okay, that's not a terrible caption.